University, where light shine bright. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears. It's a Big 12 Friday on the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
There's another knee, and that is going to do it. Your Wildcats have beaten number 5 Oklahoma. And the Cats rush the field. The Sooners are headed to their locker room. An incredible victory today by Chris Kleiman's Wildcats as we tick off the final 13 seconds here.
Good snap, good hold. Kick has plenty of leg, and it is good. Liam Jones comes through in the clutch, and the Jayhawks take down Texas Tech on Homecoming 2019.
He is a homecoming hero after all.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Ellinger in the pocket, flushed, rolling to his left. Hit as he lets go of it. It's picked again. Another interception for the Horned Frogs at midfield, and as Gaines gets that one, and that'll secure the victory for the Horned Frogs here with 53 seconds left.
Purdy in the shotgun, 3rd and 4. He gets the ball. He throws quickly. It's intercepted by Malcolm Rodriguez. Right sideline to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Malcolm Rodriguez.
Now previewing this weekend's action in the Big 12 Conference, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Big 12 Friday, high school football Friday, crisp air outside, a lot of sunshine, beautiful day today. Be a fun night tonight at the high school stadiums around the area. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. We'll talk about all that. Talk about Baylor's win over West Virginia last night. Bears stay undefeated. Now one of just 8 undefeated teams in the country, with App State going down last night. They suffered their first loss of the season. Bears were in danger, scary in more ways than one last night, but they found a way to win 17-14 over West Virginia.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's good for them to get pushed, but ultimately that's what separates good teams from bad teams. If you could find a way to win, that's usually how the good teams portray themselves, and that's what Baylor was able to do, and I think that's a leading contributor to why they are undefeated.
Boy, when you come to a game at McLean Stadium, you're going to see, you know, the way it's turned out this year, it's going to be a tight game down to the wire.
Yeah, they seem to be playing more close games at home than right. For some reason. It's like, I guess they want everybody to get their money's worth. You know, yeah. To keep the fans engaged the full time.
Yeah, that's our new motto. Yeah. Come to McLean Stadium and get more than your money's worth.
You will be entertained.
That's right. So we'll talk about that plenty this morning. Jerry Hill will join us, get his thoughts on the matchup and the Baylor win last night. In the open, you heard highlight cuts courtesy of the Jayhawk Sports Network, Brian Haney from Learfield IMG College, and then Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wildcat Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Those two meet tomorrow in Lawrence. It's the Battle of the Sunflower State, K-State at Kansas, coming up tomorrow.
I'm really excited to watch this game. I'm a big Les Miles fan. But what he's been able to do with the Jayhawks, it's very impressive, and I think they'll only get better. And, you know, K-State's doing great as well with everything that's going on. And I've said this, you know, multiple times this week, I think this is probably the most highly anticipated matchup between these two in football, and if not ever, in a while.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really fun to see.
Both coming off big wins, quite obviously. K-State beat Oklahoma, handed them their first loss last week. Kansas with that crazy last-second win over Texas Tech. Miss a field goal or have a field goal blocked, but then get another chance 10 yards closer and hit the field goal to beat Texas Tech. So pretty good momentum for both of those. And I didn't realize this. I was listening to an interview with David Lawrence, does color for Kansas broadcast, and the numbers are so far down for Kansas right now. Mm-hmm. He thought, he didn't have the exact number, but he thought their scholarship numbers right now were in the high 50s. You know, and wow. It's an 85 max. So, man, if you're talking about being 25 or so under the max scholarship limit, that's a huge deficit.
What's contributing to that? Did he not say?
A coaching change. He said something about, you know, they went heavy junior college players. Yeah. And, you know, so that's a bad cycle to get in. You can do it every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But if you do that on a regular basis, you know, it's like, you know, it's just like you're trying to always replenish your roster.
Yeah, that's never good. I mean, it's always nice. You gotta get young people in there and build them and let them grow with the program. I mean, when you get a JUCO player in there, they're gonna have more experience, but they're gonna be gone soon, and they don't have time to adapt and, you know, grow with the program. And yeah, it is a bad cycle to fall into.
Yep. So Kansas State at Kansas tomorrow, 2:30. It's on FS1 tomorrow afternoon. One other game in the Big 12 tomorrow. There's only two. TCU plays at Oklahoma State. Heard a highlight call from Brian Estridge, the voice of the Horned Frogs, courtesy of TCU Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Then Dave Hunziker with a call from Learfield IMG College. Oklahoma State hosting TCU. That's tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 also, and it's on ESPN.
This game's really interesting. I without a doubt, if you would have said 2 weeks ago we were going to talk about this game, I would have took Oklahoma State. TCU has found their rhythm. They're hot right now, and I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Horned Frogs just rolled them.
What, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Stillwater, that'd be hard to pick for me. Both, again, coming off big wins, TCU over Texas, Oklahoma State over Iowa State. Big wins for both of them. And for me, that's a tough one to pick.
I mean, if TCU's defense could get – I mean, we've seen it multiple times with Oklahoma State. If they can get pressure on Sanders and, you know, get him flustered, he's prone to turn the ball over. I mean, they're going to have to really pound the ball with Hubbard. But if TCU can stop or slow him down at all, then that puts more pressure on Sanders. And, I mean, TCU, they seem like they found their quarterback now.
Right.
So that's helping their offense. And it's just one of those games where I think the Frogs might get them.
That's what I was going to say about Max Duggan. It looks like they've settled on him, and he's now getting a lot of reps and had a really good game in their win over Texas. So I think you're just seeing him mature in front of your eyes, you know, and play much better, and TCU is benefiting from that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's confident, too. When you know it's your spot, you've earned it, you know, that you feel like you have the confidence of the staff, the players around you, instead of, oh, if I make a mistake, am I going to get pulled? Or, you know, how many reps am I going to get? And he's probably seeing more reps in practice as well, so that gets you comfortable in the offense, and I just think that's what's benefiting.
Yeah. So TCU at Oklahoma State, that's tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Two games in the Big 12, both kicking at 2:30. Kind of a shame they're not staggered a little bit, mm-hmm. so you could watch both of those. But that's what's coming up Big 12-wise this week, and that's it. Baylor, West Virginia last night, Kansas State at Kansas tomorrow, and TCU at Oklahoma State coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't like when they do that, especially if you only have two games in the conference.
Right.
You should stagger them. I know the TV plays into that, but
TV completely plays into that.
But that's the thing. You should. I don't know. I guess they don't really care as long as they're getting their eyes. And
yeah, and here's the deal. For TV to play into that, that would mean Fox and ESPN would have to play nice with each other.
And that's not happening.
And not really. No. I mean, they're going to do what's best for them.
Yeah.
And for Fox, you know, they want to slot Kansas State at Kansas 2:30 on FS1. You know, they don't even look at what's the other game. They want it to fit best for them, and you can kind of understand that. And then for ESPN, they're doing the same thing. You know, they're going to slot TCU, Oklahoma State, where it best fits for them with everything else they have going on. And, you know, they don't give a flip about, you know, the other Big 12 game might be on at the same time.
Yeah, it's just all delegated about the other teams that they have that night and the games that they feel are better.
So. Oh, yeah, sure. Now, Tim Allen is the guy with the Big 12 office, assistant commissioner. He's really the TV guru for the Big 12. Mm-hmm. And I know he's very plugged in with the networks, and he might – you know, he might make a comment about that might pay off somewhere along the way, but it really is up to the networks. You know, they're paying a lot of money to the league, and it filters to all the schools, and so they're just going to put the games where it makes the most sense for them.
So at this point, are we going to see any more football games on ESPN Plus?
No more football games.
So now it's just going to be like basketball?
A lot of basketball for sure. But football on, well, I say that, I'd have to look. There may be no more for Baylor.
Right.
this year, but there may be some others.
Like one or two
conference games. Yeah, I'd have to look at the overall schedule. Yeah, so it could be.
Okay.
But a lot of basketball is coming, and that's coming down the pike pretty quick. Next week, season openers for Baylor on Tuesday in the Farrell Center. All right, off and running on this Friday. Glad you're with us. Quick trip to KCEN in Temple this morning. Stopped by Bucky's on the way back up, and I need to publicly apologize to the two guys and the lady who were cleaning up my mess that I left at Bucky's. So I text you guys and I say, hey, anything from Bucky's?
Right.
And you said, I'll take a Dr. Pepper, and I'm glad to comply. So go in, and it's this big 44-ounce, you know, Dr. Pepper, and I get me a tea, and then buy a box of Beaver Nuggets, I think it's what they're called. Beaver Buddies?
Something like that. Beaver Nuggets.
Yeah. Cookies, animal crackers, basically, for Truett. I buy one of those each time I come through there. So I get the Dr. Pepper. I've got that in one hand. I'm starting to get the tea, and I don't think this, well, it was my fault. I mean, it was completely my fault. But I think the bottom of the cup, it came out, exploded. And so here's one drink, 44 ounces, I spill on the floor. And as I'm struggling to keep it from, you know, completely coming out, and my hand goes in the styrofoam cup, my thumb goes in, and then the other one spills.
Oh, no.
So 88 ounces of drink on the floor and ice. And these folks come over, and they're very, very nice. I'm just apologizing profusely. And it kind of goes against my nature not to bend down and start picking it up and helping clean it up. But I got to get here to the station. That's a poor excuse. But they come, and they start cleaning it up, and I just keep apologizing over and over. And they say, don't worry about it. We got it. Don't worry about it. So they were very nice about it and very efficient. I mean, they got to it really quickly. Like right then, and we're cleaning it up. So then, kind of the walk of shame, I have to go fill up two more cups. I didn't learn from my lesson. So I filled up a Dr. Pepper for you, and the lady comes over to me and says, did you want a tea also? And I said, yes, if you don't mind. And so she does it for me.
Oh, no.
She didn't want me over there doing it again.
So stay away.
yeah. So she filled up a second one for me, so I apologize to those folks. But again, very efficient there at Bucky's. They were right on the spot. Right when I spilled it, bam, one guy was there, another guy was there, and a lady was there.
Well, they pride themselves on cleanliness, and let's just be honest, it was the faulty cup. It wasn't J-Mo, okay. It's the faulty cup.
It was faulty operator is what it was. So, man, I feel bad about that. That is a mess, and then I went and filled up two more cups and was very careful carrying those two.
Oh, I imagine.
You know how careful I was?
How?
Just carrying both of those to the car, like nothing else was going to happen.
Just like tiptoeing.
So my apologies to the good folks at Bucky's in Temple, and thanks for the very courteous service and cleaning that up and not making me feel any worse than I already did.
You're a valued customer. You're there every week.
I'm there every week. I'm not a big paying, not high dollar customer, but I am there every week. So thanks to them for that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, today's November 1st.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How about that? Today is November 1st. Big slate of high school games coming up tonight, and we'll get the rundown on that from Stephen and Garrett when we come back. They'll tell you, all of us, what we need to know about the high school schedule coming up this evening. A little bit later, Jerry Hill will join us. We'll look further into the Baylor-West Virginia game last night, a three-point Baylor win. Baylor did something last night that hasn't happened since 2006. So we'll talk about that and more with Jerry Hill coming up bottom of the hour. But Stephen and Garrett, a high school preview when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. You know they're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken. Simply the best.
Hey, Baylor Bear fans, get game day ready with Barefoot Campus Outfitters. From going to games to going out on the town or just hanging with friends, Barefoot's got you covered for all occasions. Show your green and white pride with polos, caps, tees, novelty items, and decals. New items arriving weekly. We are Bear Nation. Dress appropriately with Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTex Barbecue.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world, inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor. Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And as for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Humidor, in the Townwood Shopping Center, off Valley Mills in Waco.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, C-E-N-T-E-X-R-E-H-A-B.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
This hunting season, head to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, where you'll find a huge selection of shotguns, rifles, scopes, and ammo. For more information, go to marksmanfirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years, and the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Back with this John Morris Show on this Friday morning, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO, U-B-E-O, UBO Business Services. Back with us on this Friday morning, John Morris, Garrett Ross, joined by Stephen Simcox. Good to see you guys. Trick-or-treating, you were telling me, went okay for you. So here we are on a Friday post-Halloween.
Yeah, it went good. What time did you go to bed last night, J-Mo?
I laid my head on my pillow at 12:45.
Okay.
12:45. So
home games, man, they usually work out. Okay.
I know. I'm guessing, so West Virginia, and they lose an hour because they're going to Eastern time. I'm guessing they got home about 5 a.m. Eastern time this morning.
That's brutal.
I know it. That is tough. But you know they'll be in class this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
You know those guys will be in class.
Yeah.
Sure.
Gotta
absolutely. Be. Well, happy November. First day of November. Kind of crisp fall weather out there today and tonight. Guys, tell us about the high school schedule in the area.
The first game we got is Boscoville at Bruce Valetti. Boscoville is 4-4, 3-1 in district, and Bruce Valetti's 8-1, 5-0 in district. Last week, Boscoville was off. Bruce Valetti took on Moody and defeated them 34-7. The Bulldogs have lost two games this year, but both of those are they've lost four, but two of those losses have come against teams ranked in the top five in Martin Rogers. So that's kind of understandable. Bruce Valetti as well, their only loss came against Rogers 63-27 back in week two. Ever since then, they've just been on a roll. Boscoville is averaging 36.5 points per game and allowing 38.4 points per game. Bruce Valetti's averaging 41 points a game and allowing 24.5 points per game. Last week, with the win over Moody, Eddie clinched their first district championship in 30 years. And one note that's interesting to this, and Tim Waits from Temple Daily Telegram had put this, that if tonight, if Bruce Valetti gets the victory, it'll be their first nine-win regular season in program history, and they've been playing since 1936. So that's pretty impressive. And last year when they played, Boscoville got the victory 68-8.
Another good game tonight. Dawson and Mart. Dawson is 7-1. Mart's 5-3, but ranked number 3 in the state. Both teams are 3-0 in district play. Last week, Dawson defeated Frost 56-0. Mart defeated Hubbard 46-6. Dawson's only loss this season came to Thorndale 42-8 back in September. And Mart, all three of their losses were in September, and they've only allowed 6 points so far in district play. Dawson's averaging 41 points a game while allowing 14. Mart's averaging 45 points a game while allowing 13. The winner of this game is going to be the district champion in 11-2A Division II. And last year, Mart won 63-6. They really haven't been challenged in this district the last 2 years, so this will be an interesting test for Dawson.
Another game is going to be number one team in the state, Grandview, who's 8-0, 4-0 in district, at Whitney, who's 7-1, 4-0 in district. Last week, Grandview defeated McGregor 47-19, and Whitney knocked off Teague 61-28. It was a really good victory for the Wildcats. The Zebras have only been challenged once this year, and that was when they played out in Malakoff, and they beat the Tigers 14-13. If you remember, that's who they defeated last year in the state championship game, so they've been going back and forth with Malakoff and having some good matchups. Whitney, their only loss came early in the season to Robinson on the road, 33-27, but if they played now, I'm pretty sure Whitney would probably have the edge on them. Grandview's averaging 42 points a game and allowing 11. Whitney's averaging 45 and only allowing 14. Both teams have clinched a playoff berth, but the winner of this will be the district champion for District 9-3A.
All right, let me jump in right there, only because my brother-in-law, Robert Hook, lives up at White Bluff. Okay. And so he texted me this morning. I think Robert's listening. So he said, be sure and mention Whitney at Grandview. So there you go. That's a big one coming up tonight.
That will be a big game. And Lago Vista's on the road at Troy tonight. Lago Vista's 6-2 and 3-1 in district. They're much improved from last season. Troy is number 7 in the state. They're 8-1 on the year and 5-0 in district play. Last week, Lago Vista had the bye. Troy defeated Maynard New Tech 75-6. And Lago Vista is currently in third place in District 10-3A Division 1, but the toughest part of their schedule is coming up. They have two top 10 teams left to play, and Troy's one lone loss came to 4A Robinson. This is their final game of the regular season. Lago Vista is averaging 40 points a game, allowing 28, and Troy's averaging 49 and allowing 24. A Troy victory gives them the district title, and this game kind of connects with that Whitney-Grandview game, because if Lago Vista loses, they're in fourth place. Cameron and Rockdale are also in that district, and they're kind of vying for that between second and fourth as well. Whoever finishes in fourth will play the winner of that Grandview-Whitney game, so that'll be a good matchup to look out for in a couple weeks.
Another game we have is going to be Salado, who's 6-2, 3-1 in district, at Mahia, who's 4-3, 3-1 in district. Last week, Salado defeated Madisonville 43-15, and Mahia took care of Robinson 41-24. The Eagles are currently in second place of District 8, 4A, D2. And their only district loss came against Conley, who's number one in the state. The Black Cats are currently in third place in the district. And as well, their only district loss came to Conley. Salado is averaging 33.8 points a game and allowing 20. Mahia is averaging 32 points a game and allowing 25. Salado won this game last year, 44-21. And their offense is that slot T offense. They're going to run the ball down your throat. They're just going to, eat up the clock. And it's going to be up to Mahia to get them off the field on third down. And ultimately, that'll be, see who wins the game.
And finally, a game that is on our airwaves tonight, Temple at Midway. Temple 7-1, 6-0 in the district. Midway's 5-3 and 5-1 in district play. Last week, Temple defeated Waco High 57-13. Midway beat Shoemaker 35-15. Temple, as we mentioned, they're first place in 12-6A right now. They're undefeated in the district. Only loss came in week one to Cedar Ridge. They've won seven straight games since. And Midway is in second place after falling to Harker Heights a couple weeks ago. And they're looking to regain the lead in the district. Temple's averaging 49 points a game and allowing 25. Midway's averaging 32 points a game and allowing 19. Winner of this game is your 12-6A champion, and the loser is staring at a big challenge, having to travel to Lobo Stadium for a matchup with Longview, the defending state champions. Mm-hmm. So big implications on this one tonight. Last year, really good game. Midway won 31-28. So you can hear the Midway broadcast with Smokey and Paul on ESPN Central Texas. Ward and Q will be on Fox Sports Central Texas giving you the Temple broadcast. And also tonight we'll have Waco High and Belton on 101.3. I believe that game's at WISD. And yes. Then Robinson's on the road at Fairfield, and that's on 104.9 FM. And you can also visit our website, syntechsportsfan.com. Conley has a bye week, but we'll have four different broadcasts going on tonight, including individual broadcasts for both Midway and Temple as they play each other tonight.
Very cool. Thanks. And the scoreboard show later tonight?
Scoreboard show afterwards, probably around 11 o'clock.
All right. I may be long gone by then after last night. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Big Friday night ahead. Thanks for the preview.
Thanks, JMO.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate Steven and Garrett. And be safe out there as you travel to the high school stadiums. This is week 9. Is that right?
10.
Oh, this is week 10?
Yeah, this is week 10.
Okay. But not the last week of the regular season.
For some teams, but most will have one more game next
gotcha.
Week. Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. Next to last week.
Correct.
For most schools.
Yes.
All right, very good. Thanks, appreciate it. Let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by Jerry Hill from the Baylor Bear Foundation. Baylor Insider will get Jerry's thoughts and visit with him about the Baylor win over West Virginia last night at McLean Stadium. We'll have that when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
DMRA Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit DMRA Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit DMRA today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to get insurance for Texans by Texans. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Now is your chance to get the unstoppable performance of a new train system for your home. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. 12th-ranked Baylor football remained undefeated on the season after defeating West Virginia 17-14 Thursday night. After the game, head coach Matt Rhule spoke about the defense's effort.
That was a tremendous, tremendous defensive game. You hold someone in modern college football to 64 yards in one half to 219 in the game. It's really hard to do. 83 of those coming on one play. Hold them 7 points. I'm really proud of our defense. I thought it was a special, special day from them.
Tonight, high school football will be in action as Midway will host Temple. For the Midway broadcast, listen to ESPN Central Texas. And for the Temple broadcast, tune in to Fox Sports Central Texas. Waco High takes on Belton on 101.3 FM, and Robinson is at Fairfield on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
For the tie, snap, hold, and it's partially blocked. Bears got a hand on that one. It's going to roll dead at the one-yard line. The Bears block the field goal attempt. Baylor's going to take over with 3.5 minutes to go, leading by three. He sat down, and that's it. Triple zeros. That's the end of the game. They won't get another playoff, and Baylor holds on for the win. The Bears are 8-0 on the season. They're 5-0 in Big 12 conference play. Winners tonight on Halloween over West Virginia, 17-14, the final score.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Couple of key plays in the game last night. There were several of those. 17-14, the final score. Baylor wins over West Virginia. The Bears do remain undefeated on the season. Let's talk about that and plenty more with our good friend Jerry Hill from the Baylor Bear Foundation. Jerry, good morning. How much sleep did you get last night?
Let's just go on to the first question.
Okay, let's move on from there.
It was a pretty short night. It really was. But ready to go. And that was, John, that was fun. I mean, it was, I don't know if it was fun, but it was good to get a win and come away. Because, I feel like West Virginia certainly had opportunities to win. And Baylor, I think, gave them some of those. But, this is a team that has figured out a way to win in the fourth quarter. I mean, you think about the three home games, every one of those has, either come down to fourth quarter or overtime. So, again, they've figured out a way to win those tight games.
And we said on the air last night, a game Baylor probably wouldn't have won last year and, almost definitely wouldn't have won 2 years ago. So you're right, finding a way to win, close games, fourth quarter. They've shown the real propensity to do that.
And, John, you think about this. It not the same teams, obviously, but these same two programs, it was 133 points in 2012. So a lot different game, obviously. They came up with that stat that I found very interesting that this was the first time Baylor had won a game when being held under 20 points since 2006. They had lost 30 consecutive games and being held below 20 points.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's a good number, and that was the tease that we used, so that's the answer to that. First time to win a game scoring less than 20 points since a 17-3 win over Kansas State. September 30th of 2006, a stretch of 30 games. So that is, obviously that shows how well the defense played last night.
Yeah, and John, this defense is really playing. Matt talks about playing elite. I think, right now and really most of this year, this defense has played elite. I think the offense isn't quite there. You know, certainly wasn't last night, but I think a lot of those guys, you know, Jordan Williams, Terrell Bernard, the guys up front, they're playing elite. And one of the things I was looking at, John, was, you know, the two receivers coming into the game and that, you know, that I thought, you know, were guys you needed to try to contain were T.J. Simmons and Sam James.
Right.
And I didn't even realize it, but Simmons didn't even catch a ball. He was the Alabama transfer and did not catch a ball last night.
Wow.
So that tells you the corners were doing their job, and I think Sam James had three catches for 12 yards. So, yeah, the defense is playing amazing.
And defense to hold West Virginia, 219 net yards, 14 yards rushing. Now, that was the net, and they had those two bad snaps, which were minus, what, minus 40 yards or more probably on those
48
on the two snaps. So that factors into it. But still, 219 yards of offense, and 83 of that was on one play. Their one touchdown offensively was 83 yards, and so really solid night for the defense.
Yeah, and the defense only gave up 7 points because, you know, you look at it, and really that's the only way West Virginia was really in that game was they had the big play, the 83-yard touchdown, and then they had the 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. You take those two things out, and Baylor, you know, may, you know, run away with this. But, you know, Baylor did give up the two big plays, but one of those was on special teams and was not a great night for special teams. Did get the blocked field goal that you had the replay of there, but, you know, really kind of a tough night for the special teams.
16 punts between the teams last night. 16.
I think it was eight, John, in the first quarter.
Might be right.
I've never seen that. That was amazing. So, yeah, a lot of punts. And Isaac didn't have a great night, but he had three inside the 20 and that kick there late where it was down at the 5-yard line. I mean, so he had some nice kicks. And that, you know, may have been one of the, you know, better parts of the special teams, but you know they had the muffed punt return by R.J. Snead, and you know gave up the kickoff return, had a running into the kicker call. So just, you know, a lot of things that just weren't that good on the special teams, but obviously did come up with two plays that won at the field goal by John Mayers, and then the blocked field goal by Bravion Roy.
Jerry, Chris Miller, you know, gets ejected as his third targeting. He's, you know, had issues with this, and now he's going to have to miss the TCU game. Is this something at this point that he's going to have to figure out on his own, or is that something that can be coached out of him, or how do they go about addressing that with him?
It's hard, Garrett, because, you know, like on that play, I thought the quarterback was sliding late. And I think, you know, they even said that, but I think the fact that he did hit the helmet, even though it wasn't a helmet to helmet, I believe he hit him with his arm. But I think he's a little bit of a marked man just because he had the two earlier. You know, and the first one, I don't remember, it was really early in the year, but the last two, I don't know if he necessarily deserved them, but, you know, they were what they were. Now, you're talking about, though, a fifth-year senior that's got, you know, missing the TCU game. He's got three games left in his career, so you're not going to really coach it out of him. I mean, it's the way he plays, so he's just got to be careful. I mean, I'm not sure how you just completely take it out of it because it is part of his game. He's a hard hitter. He's kind of a little bit of a throwback in terms of the heat that he brings from that safety position. So he's got to be careful, but you don't want to completely, you know, take his aggression out of his game because that is his game. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard. He's just got to kind of walk that line, I guess, these last few games.
Jerry Hill is with us, Baylor Bear Foundation, Baylor Insider. Always appreciate his insight into Baylor games, Baylor athletic events, and Baylor. Jerry, I'm of the mindset that you never have to apologize for a win, you know, and it was an ugly win, but it was a win nonetheless. And Baylor is 8-0, and also there's probably four teams that played last Saturday that would have taken an ugly win, you know, over the loss they suffered. So, you know, it wasn't a thing of beauty. It wasn't a complete game victory by Baylor, but it was a win at the end of the night.
Yeah, and Matt talked about that a little bit last night too. That you know, certainly it wasn't to their standard. Their goal each week, as we hear over and over again, is to go 1-0. Well, they met their goal, but they also have a standard of how they want to play the football that they want to play, and he knows that that was not the standard. And the team knows. I mean, every one of those guys talked about, you know, that's not the way that we want to play football. But Matt specifically said, though, and told the guys, don't apologize for that. And just like you said, I mean, as crazy as Saturday was, you know that every one of those teams that got beat that day, the Big 12 teams that got beat that day, they would love to have played, you know, not gotten a pretty win or not gotten a pretty win. They would have loved to have that. Yeah. So, Baylor's sitting here at 8-0, 5-0 in conference. And, John, I believe I'm right on this. I think the math says if they win two of the next three, and now that means having to beat, you know, TCU, Texas, and Oklahoma, you have to beat two of those three, because I don't think Kansas will matter at that point, because you would do no worse than a tie and you would have beaten, you know, the teams that you would maybe tie with. So I think if they win two of the next three, they're in the Big 12 title game.
All right. Interesting.
Jerry,
you know.
Oh, go ahead.
Magic number. We're talking magic number now.
Yeah.
Jerry, the red zone offense for Baylor in Big 12 play it's second to last. And you could see that last night when they tried to go for it on fourth down and weren't able to get it in. Is that attributed to, you know, the competition level, you know, being better in the Big 12, or what do you think that is?
Well, that was certainly frustrating last night because, you know, you had three cracks at it from the one. I thought they did get in on the third down play. I asked Matt specifically if he, you know, thought about challenging that, and I think he was about to. But apparently the way it works now, and John, you would know this, I guess, they not only review it in the booth, but I guess they send it to Dallas to have them look at it.
There's a control center in Dallas, yes.
What's that?
There's a control center in Dallas, so everything funnels through there.
So it had already gone to there, and they had confirmed it. So, I mean, he still could have challenged and have them review it again, but they had already taken those steps and said, no, it's confirmed. So that's why he didn't challenge that one. I thought Brewer clearly got in on that play. But, Garrett, to your point, yeah, I mean, it is a concern because, you know, you get down there and you can't get it in. You know, some of that certainly on the offensive line and had some, pieces shuffling in and out there again last night with Khalil Keith getting his first start. And he would have been in on that play. Xavier Newman had to come back in later and burn his red shirt, which is something he didn't want to do. They didn't want to do, but he said, I'm playing. So, it is a concern, but, at least you're getting down there and you're having your chances. You'd rather at least have the chances, but they've got to do a better job of punching it in when they get that chance. Going to the first play on that down there on the first and goal, Bohannon got really close. So, you just got to finish. And that's what they've struggled with is finishing and getting in the end zone.
We thought there was a really significant difference when Xavier Newman was in there in the offensive line. Did you think it was that dramatic?
Absolutely. And, yeah, John, okay. I have to go back and look, because I know five of the sacks were in the first half. So, and I think that they may have had one after Xavier came in. But that may have been that one that Matt talked about being a Fran Tarkington scramble Charlie, I thought he had actually gotten past the line and then came back and got tackled at the 20 or whatever. But, I thought it was significant difference. And even in the running game, I thought they ran the ball better with him in there. He certainly makes a difference. You would love to have been able to redshirt him. Maybe you just commit from it from the very start next year, knowing that you could get another year from him. They certainly wanted to do it this year, but just can't. And he's too important right now. And you're 8-0, you're 5-0 in conference with a chance to get to the Big 12 championship game. I don't know that you want to go all chips in, but I certainly think you need a guy like that right now. He makes a difference. Even, you go back a few games when Prince Pines was struggling and you had to throw him out there. I think he just makes too big of a difference, John, for him not to be on the field.
I agree 100%. I really do. Jerry, thanks very much. Catch a nap, and we'll see you at the office.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right, thanks
it.
Very much. Jerry Hill with us, Baylor Bear Foundation, late night for Jerry. But everybody feels good after a win. You know, it's you can wake up a little easier. You can get going a little easier. Mm-hmm. I've said this before. I feel great right now. You know, it's after a win. So, you know, late night doesn't matter as much. Doesn't hit you as hard after a win.
No, I mean, winning heals all. You don't want to be, right. You know, and touching on that, when we talk about, you know, West Virginia having to fly back. And that flight would have been a lot better if they would have won.
But,
you know,
yeah.
That's got to be brutal. You know, after a loss, it's always worse.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, appreciate Jerry very much. Back in a moment, wrap things up. Day of the day, some birthdays, other good stuff when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Now, normal hours today and tomorrow at the Baylor Club. So they've already got the breakfast well underway and then lunch and dinner service today and tomorrow. No Sunday victory brunch this year. They normally do that on home football weekends, but with this game being a Thursday, no Bear victory brunch on Sunday, so be aware of that. Got to visit with Mike Mosel in one of the suites last night prior to the game, and just a great job by Mike and his staff on a game day, yes, but every day of the week also. And you can become a member of the Baylor Club. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. Membership options, membership information. Then if you have any specific questions, certainly give them a call at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
This high school football segment with Whitney head coach Mark Bird is brought to you by Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
Coach, the Wildcats traveled to Teague last Friday. It was cold, wet, it was windy, but that didn't seem to bother you and the guys.
The pregame pretty much got us acclimated. I mean, it was misty, it was cold. We talked all week about the weather not being a factor, but it did end up being a factor, like I said, about the first quarter. But past that, our kids locked in. You know, we got off the bus in the right frame of mind, and we didn't let that moment really define us. You know, we wanted to come out, and because we knew it was playoff weather. When you start playing in November close, you never know what the situation is going to be, but you just got to make the ball game your ball game.
Kobe Tanner had a big game. Was that part of the game plan going in? Is that just kind of where the game took you?
We've been trying to get the ball out to Colby. Our passing attack has not been great this year. That's something we've got to get better at compared to where we were last year. But Colby did have a big night. He's another one of those kids that's our playmakers. You better find him on the field because he's going to open up some space also for those running backs as well. But, you know, Colby's a vital part of our offense, and he's a possession receiver. But more than anything, he's an explosive ball carrier when he does get it in his hands.
This Friday night, you got the number one team in 3A, who, by the way, is also the defending state champ. Could you have written it any better?
No, I think our kids have been waiting to get to this pivotal point. You know, all kids want to play in a game this big, but, you know, I've talked to our kids all week. I think, as any coach has said throughout the season, the biggest pressure's got to be on them, because every week Grandview has to bring their A game because they're going to get everybody else's A game. So, you know, I couldn't ask for a better game right now because it is playoff time, and we need to see where we're at in this big moment. Can our kids handle the emotional roller coaster we're on right now, and can we play against the top?
You've been a head coach for a lot of years. That's not a knock on you, but where does this game this week stand as far as your regular season games?
You know, as far as regular season, you know, it would have to definitely be a top five. You know, playing Refugio when I was down south, and playing Houston Lamar when I was at Westside, and then also playing Navasota while I was at Cold Springs. Those were big games, but I mean, this right here, playing for the district championship, this group of kids, knowing it's at home, knowing this town is ready to explode with excitement and just the things that are going on right now, it's a good time to be in Whitney, Texas.
ESPN Central Texas.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. and the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. 12th-ranked Baylor football remained undefeated on the season after defeating West Virginia 17-14 Thursday night. After the game, head coach Matt Rhule spoke about the defense's effort.
That was a tremendous, tremendous defensive game. You hold someone in modern college football to 64 yards in one half to 219 in the game. It's really hard to do. 83 of those coming on one play, holding 7 points. I'm really proud of our defense. I thought it was a special, special day from them.
Tonight, high school football will be in action as Midway will host Temple. For the Midway broadcast, listen to ESPN Central Texas. And for the Temple broadcast, tune in to Fox Sports Central Texas. Waco High takes on Belton on 101.3 FM, and Robinson is at Fairfield on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks to Garrett Ross in studio. Stephen Simcox was in here with us for the high school preview. Just visited with Jerry Hill on the air as well about the Baylor football game and the win last night. Brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. How about this unsolicited testimonial, great success story for Amanda Cunningham. There was a home on the market for 239 days. So pushing a year,
yeah,
trying to sell a house. Amanda Cunningham and her team took over. Christy Bass with Barn Dominium Home and Design, Jessica, Amanda Lloyd, and Sold in a Snap, and Real Estate Marketing Media Plus with Kate Holcomb and Modern Media Advertising Agency. So they took over the house, and it sold in 21 days. So it had been on the market for 239 days. Amanda puts her team to work on it, and it sells in 3 weeks. So just one of a number of success stories for Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. If you are in the market selling, buying, moving across town, across the world, Amanda can certainly help on either end of that. She's a global luxury specialist. Best way to reach her is through her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor on Facebook. That'll give you all the contact information, 254 series of videos, and plenty more of these success stories. It is Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. All right, very quickly to wrap things up, today is National Cinnamon Day. Hey, that's good on November 1st.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's about that time. You know, you're going to get a lot of cinnamon going into your dishes for Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yes, very much so. That's good. Very good. Cinnamon rolls, man. Homemade cinnamon rolls. Nothing better than that.
They have some at the farmer's market. I cannot remember. I wish I knew who made them.
Oh,
they
really?
Amazing.
Oh,
they're big.
Oh, that's great. So today is National Cinnamon Day. Celebrate appropriately. We got to move out of here for Matt Mosley, who is coming up next. Did you have a birthday you want to mention?
I got one.
Okay.
Miss Colleen Gant Heaton, she runs the No Limitations.
Yeah, I know Colleen.
Yeah. So today's her birthday, and she does a really great job with all the kids in the area with special needs and everything, and I would like to wish her a very happy birthday.
Very nice. Happy birthday to Colleen. So happy birthday to anyone who is celebrating a birthday, a significant day today, and have a great day. Enjoy this first day of November. Michael Boulding used to work with us in the athletic department. Today's Michael's birthday. Jeff Williams up at TCU, it's his birthday today. Millie Rollins, Keith Rollins' wife, it's her birthday today. And Jan Graves. Earl Yamada, he and I were in school together, and today is Earl's birthday as well. Wait a second, is it Robbie Rogers' birthday today? It says Robert Rogers. Is that the Robbie Rogers from Baylor? I can't get this to open, but I think it is. So Robbie Rogers from Baylor, happy birthday to Robbie, who is everywhere, always everywhere. All right, appreciate you tuning in today. Thanks to everyone being a part of it, and have a great and safe weekend. Enjoy this very fall-like weather. Right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, thanks, guys. With